Ralph Winterode with the Ralph Winterode Show. Coming to you from sunny Alaska. Nice, beautiful, sunny day. Hard to believe we have spring in Alaska. 50 degrees today. It's about time. There are a few things that we occasionally like from the lower 48, and a little warm weather is one of them. I'm going to talk a couple of about the fair tax here in a little bit. I just can't pass up this Imus that now no longer has a job. I the more that I look into what he was doing, he actually has a cattle ranch down in Texas where he takes children with cancer and other things. So I've never listened to his show. Obviously, he must be quite good at what he does. Otherwise, he wouldn't be where he is today. And I'm sure in the little bit of the research that I've done, one of the things that, of course, that he must be quite quick of wit, and he's taken on people like Clinton and some of these other people in politics and other people, and, you know, makes fun with them or takes little jabs at them. The thing that I would like to have heard on this thing that they put out, it would be nice. I'm going to gone all day, but I'd like to hear the audio of about 2 minutes around what he was doing to see how he presented what he said to the audience. And I haven't found it yet. I did some looking. It's probably out there somewhere, but I haven't stumbled across it yet because it's like the Rodney King thing down there in California. Obviously, we don't like cops pounding on people because I just had a little deal with the Ninth Circuit where I'm hoping to get a chance to take the Alaska State Troopers to court and maybe actually have a trial. But when you saw the beginning of the film, of the video, it gives it a little bit of a different perspective. The interesting thing, too, that I find is Obama and some of these people, of course, they were calling for for him being fired. Everything's got to be put in perspective. That has a great bearing on what I'm going to talk about with the fair tax today. And Albert Einstein was one of the great minds of the 1900s. And some of his logic was so simple, just the concepts. And, of course, people wouldn't believe him. But one of his, out of the his theory of relativity, is that if a train is moving at some speed, and if there's lightning strikes at both ends at the same time, supposedly from somewhat, if I'm sitting on the terra firma on the ground and I see lightning strike at both ends, now my perception relative to where I am in the world, the lightning struck at both ends of the train. Because just as it passed me, 50% in the middle, I'm looking both ways, and when the light gets there, I'll swear on a stack of Bibles that the lightning struck at the same time. Of course, his simple concept was, well, if the party is on the train headed towards the lightning strike, what's his perception? Relative to the person on the train heading towards the lightning strike, it's less time. And the lightning coming from the, quote, rear of the train takes more time. And that's one of the things that somehow it's just so unbelievable that things are not put relative to what's going on. Because if you take this thing of Inus, and I don't know, like I said, I haven't heard his audio tape, but here's Obama. Now, here's a man that's running for the presidency. We're going to break, and we'll talk about Obama when I come back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and efficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com. Downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3003. Again, that's 239-677-3003, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully. There was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and fill with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural homeopathic toxic remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled convenient between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mount Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is attended perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horse riding, water skiing, scuba diving, king caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Well, we're back from break, and I was just talking about things in the relative, and here we have IMS that has no job now. He's been fired. And so here's a man that's running for the President of the United States that talks about a democracy instead of a republic, and that has voted that English is not to be the language of our country or my country. Here's a man that has to give Social Security benefits to illegal aliens. And here's a man, and I'm looking up, he is from Illinois. I've got to look up and see where this, please. I think Al Sharpton's out of New York. I've got to confirm this. I want to look up New York stuff. But in Illinois, he is, okay, out of New York. Out of Illinois, I have the I've looked up the documents, and you have to be a citizen of the United States. Now, Obama, my understanding is if you're a white man, he's a black man. So if he's taking on this battle here, we need to get the real facts. Here is a man that's going to go over to these basketball players, and he said, "I'd like to have you vote for me to be president of the United States. I don't want English. I want to give illegal aliens. I want a democracy." I haven't heard that word, republic. That's one of those banned words that we politicians don't use. Oh, by the way, you got to do this under oath, because in Illinois you have to do an oath, an affidavit, so it gets up to the penalties of perjury. You're going to be a citizen of the United States. Oh, and did I forget to tell you that I'm a senator? And by the way, in Title 42, 1981, 82, and 1988, you're a second-class citizen. The whites over here have never, and I said this fully, we're not going to have you these young ladies on this basketball team, you're a second class if you want to call a citizen. They'll never have the same rights, but you, it says right, we'll allow you to vote, and you can have rights as a white citizen. Is that not a racist statement? It's unbelievable. Imagine if somebody said, quote, to the white population, well, you can have the same rights as the black citizens, or the brown citizens, yellow citizens. Those are fighting words. And there are countries that when you go into their country, you're not held at the same standard as the people that are born there. But in our country, America, that's not so. Everyone is equal, unequivocally equal. It's even in the books. It's in the law. Like the Negroes were could be naturalized in 1870, but they neglected to tell them. So I wonder why Obama or Al Sharpton and these people that are pressing this don't tell the rest of the truth. And I'm going to write up a thing with the documents in support. It's conclusive and legal evidence, not my opinion. Right? It's going to be right out of Illinois and right out of New York. Take it up, and they must know about it. Basically, Obama, he's a lawgiver. Ignorance of the law is sure no excuse for somebody that's the lawgiver. So, that's my two cents on that. I wish that I had been in his place for what I know now. I don't think I should have apologized. I don't know the context and what it was said. Obviously, I don't think he's probably out there making a flat-out racist or something along that line. I'm sure he makes some very some comments that make a lot of people very unhappy when they're made, but it depends on when they're made. That's why I don't listen to rap music and things like that, because I find it so offensive, the language that's used, because I don't like the music either, but the words is just unbelievable. And I'll make some comments, and by the way, if anybody's got any comments, be sure and call in to RBN. It's on the Internet, 800 number. And I was looking at the fair tax. And what tweaked me on that, I heard that brought up here in Alaska. And it's amazing. I don't think anybody ever reads this stuff, material that's put out there. Now, this is right out of the fair tax, because obviously the IRS must not be a fair tax. Well, boy, is that's probably a true statement. But this sounds good, because it's like the citizen of the United States. It sounds so deliciously correct. It's like fair tax. I mean, who could vote against a tax that's fair? Now, this is right in the congressional, in Section 2 of the fair tax. They are finding that the Internal Revenue, federal income tax, and this is a number 8, unnecessarily intrudes upon the privacy and sense of United States citizens. Well, I got part of it right. It does intrude upon the privacy and the civil rights of United States citizen, which is a citizen of the United States, which I've talked about before. It's a nice fictional guy that Congress grants him this delicious living status, and then Congress controls. We are wards of the government if we choose to have that status. They're always, in something like this, like the Real ID Act, there are always two items that they must put in the act. They don't legislate for the several states. They do not legislate for the citizens of the several states. It's always there. You just have to look for it. So they're talking all about the citizens of the United States. And they talk about repealing the 16th Amendment. So that's supposed to make everybody go hoopla, right? Yeah, right. That's really a good thing. Well, if you go farther on down into this nut, and here's one of those statements that is so little understood. Same concept works with the Internal Revenue Service. It says, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, means each of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, any commonwealth territory or possession of the United States. Now, what is wrong with that statement? Geographical sense is the key. In our constitutional republic, there are two sovereigns of which we, the people, have chosen to give a delegation of power. The several states, and then within the several states, only the land, forts, arsenals, and other areas which the land has been ceded to the states. And the other areas where we cross over and Congress can get involved, of course, is commerce, interstate commerce, things along those lines. So the first problem we have here, first, that the major problem is in a geographical sense, there are no several states. So to make the fair tax work, the several states have surrendered their identity and their sovereignty. They don't exist anymore. Because this geographical sense is a, somehow this fictional thing can just look over here, and it's just like in Alaska. Of course, Alaska is not one of the several states anyway, but let's take one of those like Virginia or somebody that actually made it one, New York, something like that. It's a fiction. It's like a fog or something that's just sitting over the land. It never touches the land in a geographical sense. So it takes over the private land, where the several states are supposed to have exclusive jurisdiction except for very limited areas where the United States gets involved. So that to make the fair tax work, there are no several states. There's nobody domiciled in any of the several states, and domicile goes with citizenship. So there are no citizens of the several states. I'll bet you that those founders that wrote the Constitution of the United States that have that Article 4 about the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states, when you go from one of the several states to one of the other, I bet they really didn't know what they were doing. What do you think? They already put in equal application of the laws. If I went from here to New York, I would have the equal application of the laws of New York, except for very limited things as far as something to do with hunting or that, which is perfectly correct. I have, in the Constitution, equal application of the law, something Congress can't get around. And now they want us to believe that this fair tax is a good thing because the several states no longer exist. We have this geographical sense, this fiction is sitting over all the land. Now we have another major problem. Because, and this is what they do with the Internal Revenue Service, they do this with the Social Security Act, because they cannot legislate within the several states for the citizens of the several states. Because within the several states, Congress only legislates as a federal government, and the states legislate as one of the several states. So we have two opposing or two entities that can legislate within the boundaries, but the United States then is limited. Congress is limited to just certain areas where the United States has jurisdiction. It was never meant to have Congress rule over all of the states. That's a nation. We're not a nation, folks, not in the true sense. We're a constitutional republic, and we're the federal government, not national government. That came out in the Constitutional Convention. We're not a national government. They use that all the time, too. It's not. It's a federal government where several states exist. And they have sovereign areas of jurisdiction. But when they include, any time they include a territory or possession, Congress in those areas has plenary power. They operate in two modes, as a federal government, and they all operate as though if there were a state government. And that's why it's called rules and regulations, Title IV. But they have two capacities in the territories and possessions. Congress cannot, in the same act, just like the Constitution of the United States, Congress cannot legislate in the same act, even if it's not a law of the United States, cannot legislate for a territory and for somebody, a citizen in one of the several states. And we're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute, and I'll give you some a major reason why the fair tax is a no-go.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. CORE Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell them to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents, require the IRS and Department of Labor, Fortune 125 and HRA plans. As your insurance agent and let Core Documents help plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. It's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What show you the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More want to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers, 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cooks. Stoves & More offers the best selection, the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Say it again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Okay, we're back again, and I'm going to continue on here with the fair tax, and I'm going to wait on the longer side after the break to disclose one of the absolutely astounding concepts that for some reason doesn't seem to be understood. But now, so we talked about the geographical sense of the United States, where Congress is legislating the supposedly several states and the territories with the same act, and the several states must surrender their sovereignty. The several states don't even exist. They can't even exist in this document. Because the United States would legislate for the territory and the several states can't be done because in the territories they have two statuses that they legislate for, and within the several states they have one in certain areas. Well, you go down a little bit farther into this thing, and there it comes out that if there's any problems, you can go to a district court of states, and would you like to guess the best interest of who? Citizen of the United States. Now, why do they have to keep talking about who this tax is about? Because Congress only has the authorities for the several states. This is like your status. When you sign your signature, it's always for you and your proper status. And you must attach something to it behind your name or under it that is a trustee or you're operating as a CEO, or you attach the little Social Security number buried in there, which automatically goes over and says you're not in your proper status. Presume you've accepted a benefit, the application for a benefit, and you want to live in this land of Oz. Congress controls. And we look a little farther to this Fair Tax Act under the authority for the states to collect tax. And oh, we find those two most beautiful words. Because a government, the one that we see today, operate outside the Constitution, must have some sort of contractual arrangements to make all of this work. How do we divvy up the pie? And here comes that neat little two words, cooperative agreements. So the secretary is going to have cooperative agreements with the states. Now, this is the same logic the same thing that they do with the child custody. The, quote, state child custody folks to get money must have, it's mandated by regulation, and there will be regulations behind this, that the court system, the law enforcement, everybody that's involved, all of the DA, the Department of Law, will all have agreements to make money. They all get a piece of the pie. And this is going to be no different because they come right out and say, we're going to do it. Now, isn't this an interesting situation because child custody is such a great success where they take kidnap people's children? And, of course, everything always has a little bit of good. Otherwise, then feed it that the American public wouldn't buy into it. So we have exposed in that it is for citizens of the United States with fictional status that the Senate chooses to force everybody to this status. To be a citizen of the United States and have the same rights as a white citizen. That is doing this. If you want to have government, you're going to. Of course, it's all voluntary. Like a Social Security number at the point of a gun, it's voluntary, but cometh on in. And the several states must surrender their sovereignty. They don't even exist, actually. They're gone. And we have these nice contracts where everybody is already in on it. When you read the agreements, there's somebody sitting behind this, like on the judge, that is looking over his shoulder and saying, no, can't do that. No, we're not here, an independent judge here, to get bought and paid for to give the perception justice. But you don't make any money for the courts unless you do it the way we want it done. That's a fair tax. That's this fair tax system that they're trying to put out on us, upon the people right now. That is such a great idea to get rid of the IRS. Of course, the IRS is still going to be there. I mean, they're going to have somebody to enforce this thing, whatever you want to call them. They're still going to be the revenue folks out there. And they're going to be putting liens on people's property and other things if you don't do what they want you to do. Well, we're going to break, and the next segment will be long, and I'm going to get in a major stumbling block of the fair tax.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a visit to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and recreation of all types. The excitement of by Branson music shows and Silver Dollar is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right, 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home?
Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome12.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked at several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this year.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Well, we're back from break, and I'm going to continue on here with the absolutely major fallacies of the fair tax of trying to sell in America today. If we have, like in Alaska, most people have probably heard of our bridge to nowhere. It happens to affect where I live, because I live here where they're trying to put a bridge over from the Anchorage to across the bay to Kinnick. Of course, I don't want the bridge, because I don't want those people on all those code laws, those crazy folks over here, because they're going to want to put it in for everything we do. But the way a constitutional republic works, I could probably give a couple of goals here. If money came, you're out working for a job, and you gave your neighbor your paycheck, and your neighbor's instructions are to pay your bills and to give you money for the things that you want to do. Is anybody crazy enough to do something like that? Each and every one of us, with our sweat equity, takes money home, and we pay our bills, and we do our life, liberty, and property as each and every one of us chooses. We do not hand the money over to somebody else with functions of take care of my life, liberty, and property, and pay my bills, and if I want to take a vacation, please send the money. And maybe the money's not there. Now, in a constitutional republic like this Kinnick Bridge, if we, the people of Alaska, have a bridge, it's quite simple. We allow or grant the legislature the power to tax us or come up with some sort of a scheme to pay the bridge. We're in control of it, and we say yes, or it's like a school. We did this back in the day where I came from in Canada. People voted to pay an increased tax, pay for the bonding or to get the school built. The people control. When something projects wanted, then the people say no for that project. Here is the constitutional fallacy and the liberty, life, liberty, and pursuing this fallacy with the fair tax. And this stems from the great, when I trace back birth certificates, it goes back to the 1921 Unwed Mothers Act. It's for the welfare and hygiene of maternity and infancy. Hoo-ha. Sounds good, doesn't it? It must be a good thing. In this, some parties that this tax then, of course, some parties not happy with this when it first came in. Obviously, because when people start having these people come in their houses, even though it says in there they're not doing it, it says specifically not to come in their house. Of course, we know that they do it. They kidnap, they go to schools, they take children out of schools for the silliest reasons that you can even believe. Like I say, I happen to be working with one party up here, took her baby right out of the hospital because she couldn't even change diaper. She didn't even have a chance to change the diaper. Well, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts filed against Mellon, M-E-L-L-O-N, in 1923, that this was a unconstitutional act of taking monies and of taxation from the people and using against them because it was taxation without representation. The error is, it's not unconstitutional because Congress is not bound, and this is the key, the legislatures of any of the several states are bound spend the money and are controlled by the people within that state. Congress has no controls. It's nowhere in the Constitution. And when they step outside for the benefits, Congress is under no obligation to take the money collected to spend anywhere. They can give the money to Iraq. They can do like our great senator up here, Senator Uncle Ted Stevens. He is one of the best pig farmers there is. We got over $1,000 per person up here, way above any of the other ones, allocated back on these earmarks, just little pet projects that Stevens likes. They don't even see the light of day. They're not even voted on. And herein lies the fallacy. We have to surrender our life, liberty, and property to give the money to, it's like a third party, Congress. And then Congress can do with it whatever they want. We have no means to control where that money goes. They can build airplanes with it. They can build war machines because Congress sits in a unique position. They are not the legislature. So who in his right mind, the same concept as a neighbor, for the good reason of having him do your books, would give him your money and then have him supposedly take care of you? You would like to have your money spent. I don't think any person would do it. At least I'd like to think they wouldn't. But I'm not sure because of the attitude of people today. I don't know. I'm so shocked every day of things that are so, to me, are black and white, and they can't see it. So right now, and the Supreme Court held that it's not unconstitutional to take these monies and put it to this particular child hygiene thing they were doing for unwed mothers. Because the Constitution does not limit what Congress, where they can spend money and where they can't spend money. Because they're over the several states. That's what they can give all this foreign aid. Look at all the money they give away to all these different countries every year. For who knows what reason. Political reasons and other reasons. So now we have four good reasons why the Fair Tax Act is a hoo-ha. It is another ruse. The first one that I talked about is the geographical sense of the United States with the territory, so the several states must surrender their sovereignty, and in reality, they don't even exist. And guess what? The several states don't exist. The citizens of the several states don't exist either. So we have surrendered our complete sovereignty just by that particular act. And then we are going to, if the people of this country do this, we're going to have them implement cooperative agreements with the regulations behind the scenes of which the courts, the judges, just like in the child custody, are already bought and paid for. Their decisions are already bought and paid for. They give them a little teeny guideline, and if you read these cooperative agreements, just like of the child custody, you will never hear anything in there about it's for the best interest of the, quote, child or the parent. It's about making money, and they even put in there, thou shalt not do anything that impedes the cash, folks. Now, who in his right mind would vote for a taxing system that you have no remedy? That's exactly what Tutin, exactly what Babcock says. When we create rights in individuals against the United States, you have no right to go to court. Who in his right mind would do that? So the several states are going to surrender their sovereignty. They don't exist. The citizens of the several states are life, liberty, and property. That's going to be surrendered. We don't have any courts that the judges aren't bought and paid for, and there's very limited instances to where we could get to court. And these judges and these law enforcement people that have no oaths, have no office, that are in it for the money, and that's not every policeman's bed, because I know some that would like to have it changed, but they can't change it because they lose their job. We have nowhere to go for a remedy. And then they, in this act, they always have to delineate who the Fair Tax Act is being legislated for. Citizens of the United States. and they can't get around it. It's conclusive and legal evidence, even though it's the laws of the United States. It's in Title 42, 1981 and 1982 and 1988. I did not write it. Congress wrote it after Civil War. Change the plantationers from being the slave owners to Congress. That's what Congress did after the Civil War. In 1866 and 1867, then in 1870, they very quietly made it so that the people of African descent or origins wouldn't be like white citizens. They would become the citizens of the federal states. They're not second class. They're not anything. They would be exactly equal in all respects. Color was a non-issue then. And up through the years, they've added other, quote, races into this, but nobody talks about it. How many people or congressmen do you ever talking about the citizens of the several states or their privileges and immunities, the equal protection of the laws already in the Constitution, already built in? So now we got this fair tax they're promoting, and I went to the homepage of this thing, these people I want you to jump in on. I'm telling you, it is absolutely sickening. When you know the truth and you see these flat-out lies, I don't know what's their acts of treason, but they're definitely people that are contributing in domestic terrorism by their own definition. And they're on the Internet, and they're trying to get us to join in of our own free will to surrender all of our life, liberty, and property. So they ought to just put out there, we're going to take the Constitution of the United States, we're going to take the several states, and we are going to put it on the shelf. We're going to take that part about life, liberty, and property. We're going to put that on the shelf. And the courts, by the way, we have kangaroo courts, but the judge is already paid for because he has contracts behind the scenes with the law enforcement and with all of other people that are going to be sitting in there, including the state. They all have contracts, and the decisions are already a foregone conclusion. Now, who in his mind would do all these things if he had any sort of an educational background? And those are not supposition. Those are hard facts, real facts. They're also called ultimate facts because they're the essential facts of a fair tax. You cannot do the fair tax without those. They're the ultimate facts. It's right built in. They're telling us what they're going to do. And they're saying, please, people, hoo-ha, come and vote away again, but not knowingly, your life, liberty, and property. I was listening to a talk show host, a local one today, the number one in Alaska, going to Anchorage. And there was a fellow who got on about the 911, and he was articulating fairly well that the 911 never happened the way it is. That when they got on the airplane, there was no airplane. Where'd the big airplane go? Where did its motors go? How come no bodies? How come the hole's a little teeny hole? How can the two towers fall at the speed of gravity with no resistance? And Building 7 is obviously was pole 2. And no steel buildings have ever failed from fire because the temperature can't even rise high enough to affect steel. And when he gets through, this host in Alaska, he makes a big fun of this guy. He's a conspiracy theorist. And, of course, the call I listened to, another call come right in, and he gets right in with the host. The guys on this conspiracy theory, they don't know anything. And these are what's called essential elements that if any of these are true, everything else fails. It's the same thing in the Oklahoma City bombing. They had all of these helicopters zooming in on the front of that building, and I watched it live, and I bought the tapes. You know what the essential element was? There's no hole in the ground in the front of the Oklahoma building where the bombing supposedly was taking place. From the rental truck. They had zoomed in with their telephoto lens from this helicopter, and there's no hole there, folks. Supposed to have been an 8 by 30-some foot hole. There's no hole. That's an essential element of the fertilizer, folks, that was played upon America. And they get away with it. And that's the part that actually stumps me. I approach people with these things, and the closest thing that I can put it down to is that they have a belief system and facts are irrelevant. Do not live in the world where reality is. That's why Einstein's concept, it's where if everything is relevant. Well, if we are going to live on the line, everything has to occur to you and me, to relative, so we can agree on what is the truth of what's going on. And you can't get people there. And how do they buy them off? They offer them benefits. Our judges in Alaska, 10 years ago, we're going to be millionaires in 15 years, guaranteed. How many people, if they offered you a job, you went and got a law degree, and if you could somehow to get elected and be a millionaire in 15 years, how many people you think you'd have lined up at the door? Now, all you have to do is sell your countrymen out. You have to bring these families in here that are married, these married families that are having divorce problems or they're having child problems or most of them are made-up problems. And all you have to do is lie to these people in open court, let them get up there and plead their heart out, their hearts out, and you go home to your nice little family that you're making money behind the scenes. And you've deceived them. And then you deny it. Times that this has been brought up in a court. Now, that's all you have to do for your $1 million. Our problem in our country is us. We have to look in the mirror and say, do I want to be my birthright just so I do? I want to be my have my life, liberty, and property and be responsible for my life, but I get all this freedom. Or would I just like to have, you've given a full power of attorney to your senators. Now, Ted Stevens, I wouldn't walk across the street because he's a despicable man. And Lisa Murkowski got in there because her dad appointed his daughter. Now, that's a nice way to get in there. And, of course, the people in Alaska, they're not smart enough to figure that out, unfortunately, so they reelect her. Well, we're going to break, and I'll be back in a minute for the last segment.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in a time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and Holy Alliance. It includes four books and several CDs for your information. It discusses America infancy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political ink and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts, the godless, write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know.
The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, this is Ralph coming back, the last segment, and I've been talking about the fair tax, that their proposal trying to sell the people of America. They have another very nice section, and there are so many things, but I have listed out essential elements that if any one of these is taken away, the whole thing fails. Now, this is another very beautiful section in here because they want to tax all these things. They're going to equalize it somehow. You're going to be filing a return to get monies back. Now, these are the things under wage and salary that they want to tax. It says means all compensation paid for employment service, including cash compensation, employee benefits. They want to tax employee benefits, tax disability insurance, tax wage replacement insurance payments, tax unemployment compensation insurance, tax workers' compensation insurance, and tax the fair market value of any other consideration paid by a, quote, employer or employee in consideration of employment services. So, quote, any retirement, any disability insurance that you're getting, anything that comes under the sun is going to be taxed. Now, the way taxes are supposed to be prior to the Civil War, if you look at some of the constitutions, they taxed a business on the price of the business. Profits only of the business. And there were property taxes, up which there were homestead laws, so that they would never remove you from your property. It would always leave you a certain amount of land and your tools and chickens and because there was no welfare. What are they going to do? Today, they will come for literally $1 on property tax that's overdue, and if you don't pay it, they can sell your property off and move you out of house, home, and home. Now, who in his right mind would, on this wages and salary, all of you, if you're getting disabled, let's say you're a veteran, you've been disabled, they like to pay veterans a lot. They promise them the moon and come back. Lie to them, cheat them. So they get disability insurance, and they're going to tax you on the insurance. But somehow in this great, glorious Congress, they're going to make it equalized that you can file for a return. Well, the obvious question is, why are you taxing something that you shouldn't even tax to begin with? And they want the people of America to sign in for this. So, what do you have to do? We will surrender the several states. We will surrender our sovereignty and the several states. So we just throw the Constitution out and the Bill of Rights. It's gone, folks. Because you don't have any right to any court. Only very limited sense which Congress controls. And the judge, when the court has already been bought and paid for, he's not an independent judge. It's just a nice play. It's like the illusion of a magic show. You just can't figure out how the trick's being done. That's why they hate to have these cooperative agreements exposed and all the monies where all these guys have contractual arrangements, which absolutely is a violation of separation of powers. How can the several states contract with the, quote, United States? They have separate, totally, jurisdiction. Well, we have the Constitution now. No longer need that. It's so we will teach kind of brush across it. And we'll teach the end, but we won't go into any details because somebody will figure out what we're doing is not only unconstitutional, it could be considered acts of treason. And that's it for the day because I hear the music up, so I'll be back Monday.
True.